Food sensitivities are increasingly common and can cause a wide range of symptoms, from digestive discomfort to headaches and fatigue. Unlike food allergies, which trigger an immediate and potentially life-threatening reaction, food sensitivities can be more subtle and harder to identify. In this episode, we'll explore how to recognize food sensitivities, the importance of understanding your body's responses to different foods, and how to manage these sensitivities effectively to improve your overall health. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we tackle health issues that matter to you. I'm Bills, and today we're delving into the often overlooked world of food sensitivities. While you might not have a full-blown allergy, you could still be reacting to certain foods in ways that are impacting your health and well-being. Understanding food sensitivities is key to managing symptoms and living a healthier, more balanced life. What are food sensitivities? Food sensitivities, also known as food intolerances, occur when your body has difficulty digesting certain foods or reacts negatively to them. This can lead to a variety of symptoms, including bloating, gas, diarrhea, headaches, fatigue, and joint pain. Unlike food allergies, which involve the immune system and can cause immediate and severe reactions, food sensitivities tend to develop gradually and may not be immediately linked to the food you've eaten. One famous figure who has brought attention to the issue of food sensitivities is tennis champion Novak Djokovic. Djokovic struggled with chronic fatigue and respiratory issues for years before discovering that he had a sensitivity to gluten. Once he eliminated gluten from his diet, his energy levels and overall performance improved dramatically. Djokovic's experience underscores the importance of understanding how specific foods affect your body and the profound impact that managing food sensitivities can have on your health. Identifying food sensitivities can be challenging because the symptoms can be delayed and vary from person to person. However, there are several methods you can use to determine which foods might be causing problems. Elimination diet. The elimination diet is considered the gold standard for identifying food sensitivities. It involves removing certain foods from your diet for a few weeks and then gradually reintroducing them one at a time while monitoring for symptoms. Common foods eliminated during this process include gluten, dairy, soy, eggs, and processed sugars. By carefully tracking your body's reactions, you can pinpoint which foods are causing issues. For example, my friend Lisa experienced frequent migraines that she couldn't seem to link to any specific cause. After trying an elimination diet, she discovered that dairy products were a trigger. By cutting out dairy, she was able to significantly reduce the frequency and severity of her migraines, which was a game changer for her quality of life. Food sensitivity testing. Another option for identifying food sensitivities is to undergo testing. These tests, often available through healthcare providers or specialized labs, measure your body's reaction to various foods by looking for specific antibodies in your blood. While these tests can provide helpful insights, they are not always 100% accurate, so they should be used in conjunction with other methods like an elimination diet. Keeping a food diary. Keeping a detailed food diary can also help you identify patterns between what you eat and how you feel. Record everything you eat and drink, along with any symptoms you experience and when they occur. Over time, you may notice that certain foods consistently cause discomfort, which can guide you in adjusting your diet. My cousin Steve, who struggled with unexplained digestive issues, kept a food diary for several months. By doing so, he was able to identify that his symptoms flared up whenever he ate foods containing soy. Once he eliminated soy from his diet, his digestion improved and he felt much better overall. Managing food sensitivities. Once you've identified your food sensitivities, managing them becomes the next step. This often involves making dietary changes to avoid trigger foods and finding suitable alternatives that still allow you to enjoy a varied and balanced diet. Avoiding trigger foods. The most straightforward way to manage food sensitivities is to avoid the foods that cause symptoms. For someone like Novak Djokovic, this meant cutting out gluten entirely. For others, it might mean eliminating dairy, soy, or certain types of fruit. The key is to be vigilant about reading labels and understanding what's in the foods you eat. Finding alternatives. Fortunately, there are many alternatives available today for common food sensitivities. For example, if you're sensitive to gluten, there are plenty of gluten-free grains and flours like rice, quinoa, and almond flour. If dairy is an issue, there are numerous plant-based milks and cheeses made from almonds, cashews, or oats. Experimenting with these alternatives can help you find substitutes that you enjoy and that keep your diet interesting and satisfying. Meal planning. Meal planning can be especially helpful when managing food sensitivities. By planning your meals in advance, you can ensure that you have safe, delicious options available and reduce the temptation to reach for foods that might trigger symptoms. This approach also helps you stay consistent with your dietary changes, which is crucial for long-term management. Listening to your body. It's important to remember that food sensitivities can change over time. What triggers a reaction today might not always be a problem, and new sensitivities can develop. Regularly tuning into your body's signals and adjusting your diet as needed is essential for maintaining good health. My friend Rachel, who has a sensitivity to eggs, found that her tolerance changed over time. Initially, even small amounts of eggs caused her significant discomfort. However, after several years of avoiding them, she found that she could occasionally enjoy a meal with eggs without experiencing symptoms. This change allowed her to reintroduce eggs into her diet in moderation, adding more variety to her meals. Myths and misconceptions about food sensitivities. There are several myths about food sensitivities that can lead to confusion and mismanagement. One common misconception is that food sensitivities are the same as food allergies. While both can cause discomfort, they involve different mechanisms in the body. Allergies trigger an immune response, which can be severe and immediate, while sensitivities typically involve a delayed digestive reaction. Another myth is that food sensitivities are all in your head. Because the symptoms can be subtle and delayed, some people dismiss them as being psychosomatic. However, the experiences of many, including well-known figures like Novak Djokovic, demonstrate that food sensitivities are real and can have a significant impact on health and performance. Conclusion: taking control of your health. Identifying and managing food sensitivities can be life-changing, leading to improved health, energy, and overall well-being. By paying attention to your body's signals, using tools like elimination diets and food diaries, and making informed dietary changes, you can take control of your health and reduce or eliminate the symptoms caused by food sensitivities. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing food sensitivities. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, your health is in your hands, and making small changes can lead to big improvements in how you feel. Until next time, take care.